Where in the Bible will I find that we need latter-day revelation? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. There are some people who believe that the Bible is incomplete, that we need more revelation from God in order to live a more perfect life. Some religious groups which sprang up in the middle of the 19th century claim that they have been instructed by God to reveal more of His truth to the world. One of these latter-day prophets wrote his own Bible, the Book of Mormon, and in it he says, quote, "Thou fool that shall say, a Bible, we have got a Bible, and we need no more Bible. Ye need not suppose that I shall not cause more to be written." Now he tells us that either the Bible is incomplete, or that all those claiming present-day revelation from Jehovah God are in error. All true Bible believers affirm that the Bible is complete, and that God now speaks to us only through His Son as revealed in the New Testament. God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, Hebrews 1:1-3. A self-styled prophetess by the name of Ellen G. White claimed that she was chosen by God as the instrument by which God would give light to His people. In her Life and Teachings of Ellen G. White, pages 40-43. Her teachings and prophecies have proven to be false, and God has revealed to us the fate of all false prophets, Deuteronomy 13:1-5. Other latter-day prophets, such as Charles T. Russell, J.H. Rutherford, and Mary Baker Eddy, have also been labeled as false prophets because of their false teachings. You see, God is not the author of confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33, and yet all of these so-called latter-day revelation movements contradict each other. Even if there were more revelation to be revealed by God, none of these leaders qualify. The Bible clearly shows that the basis on which each of these religions started is false. There was no need for further revelation in 1830, 1844, or even now, because all of God's words have been once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God that the man of God may be complete, 2 Timothy 3:16. Jesus and His apostles clearly warn us to be aware of those false prophets. And 1,800 years before Joseph Smith, Ellen White, Charles Russell, Judge Rutherford, and Mary Eddy came upon the scene, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to His apostles, and He said to them, "He shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He shall guide you into all the truth." John 14:26, John 16:13. He, the Holy Spirit, did this, and therefore no further revelation is needed.